It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Why is the sound and image of water so soothing to us? Why does being near water improve our well-being? And how can this understanding help us make better decisions about water conservation and urban design? Author, lecturer, and neuroscientist Wallace J. Nichols explores these questions and many more in his book, Blue Mind, The Surprising Science That Shows How Being Near, In, On, or Underwater Can Make You Happier, Healthier, More Connected, and Better at What You Do. That is, in fact, the title. He's coming to Pittsburgh to speak in conjunction with River Life, a local organization that works on the development of Pittsburgh's riverfront park systems. And he joins us by phone. Wallace J. Nichols, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, how you doing?
Good to have you with us, sir. And also with us in Studio A is Stefan Bontrager, Director of Communications for River Life. Stefan Bontrager, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Neuroconservation is a term that you use in the book, Mr. Nichols, along with the phrase in the title, Blue Mind. Can you break down what neuroconservation and blue mind refer to?
Sure. Neuroconservation refers to the kind of a mashup of the fields of neuropsychology and biodiversity conservation. And surprisingly, those two fields have rarely met before. And blue mind refers to the mildly meditative state, the contemplative, calm state of mind that we achieve when we're taking a walk by a waterway, taking a walk by the river or a lake or even the ocean. And, so, you know, it's the emotional, the social, the psychological benefits that come from a healthy waterway that we all kind of know intuitively but never really had been able to put words to.
And why is the sound and image of water so soothing to us?
Well, the best way to understand blue mind is to understand it in contrast to what I call red mind, which is the, you know, connected, on, busy, perhaps stressed out in some cases, way that we live increasingly in modern times, where you wake up to the sound of your smartphone and perhaps go to sleep to the same sound. Your messages are coming in from various directions. There are screens in front of us, and we're busy and seemingly never quite able to catch up. That's what I call red mind. Blue mind is sort of the antidote to that. So stepping away, turning off, logging out, and taking a walk outside in search of some kind of body of water. And in the city, that could be a fountain. It could be a small waterfall. It could be a, you know, sort of a built structure. But in places like Pittsburgh, it could be a river. It could be the waterfront by the river. It could be along the coast. You might find a lake or an ocean that you can spend time in, on, or even under. And that experience puts us into a different state of mind. We're unplugged. We connect to ourselves. We connect more to those that we're with. And it sounds kind of touchy-feely, but if you drill down into that feeling, as scientists can and do, increasingly with the technologies that we have, you find that it's quite understandable from a physiological and chemical perspective.
Stefan Bontrager, Director of Communications for River Life. Does this ring true for the people at River Life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, first of all, you have to remember when you're looking at Pittsburgh, the confluence of three rivers coming together is the whole reason why Pittsburgh is situated where it is today. That was an ideal location for settlement. It was ideal for defense, for transportation, for natural resources and natural beauty. And so Pittsburgh, over the past couple of decades, has been working to reclaim its riverfronts, which for a long time were viewed as the backdoor to the city or were used for industry or transportation. And when River Life was formed back in 1999 to come up with a master plan for the redevelopment of the riverfronts downtown, we began by having hundreds of public meetings with thousands of Pittsburghers where we reached out to them and asked, what do you want to see along the riverfronts? And we heard really compellingly that even though the prevailing attitude at the time was that the rivers were dirty and dangerous and that you should stay away from them, we heard story after story of how people still felt compelled to cut holes in fences and sneak through scrap yards and
people cross. Wanted to be near the water.
Exactly. They were drawn to the river for swimming, for fishing, for relaxation and picnicking. And that was a really powerful takeaway from those public meetings.
And when it comes to who controls the access, Dr. Nichols, when it comes to real estate desirability, we all know that places with water features or views of water usually have a much higher value. As more and more waterfront areas are privatized, how do we make these places more accessible as a recreational asset?
That's a great point. You know, Zillow did a national study just a few months ago and found that the water view premium is 110% nationwide for all waterways on average. That can go up quite a bit from there along some places like the California coast. But access is key, and access for everyone is important. So that even if you live a mile away or even in the second row, as they say in real estate speak, you still will have access to your Blue Mind benefits and to the increasingly healthy rivers that are running through our cities and towns. So it's incredibly important that we match our understanding of the cognitive and emotional benefits of healthy water with access and policy that helps all people to get to our rivers, our lakes, and our oceans.
And, Stefan, what upcoming riverfront development is on the horizon in Pittsburgh?
Well, I think you can see that there's tremendous potential in the Strip District and up in the Allegheny into Lawrenceville. There is a real estate development that is going to almost be exploding next year. And when you keep in mind that that Strip District riverfront is within a mile of 57,000 people and within 2 miles of 158,000 people, you can really see the potential for the riverfront open space to be a community asset. You also see really encouraging places like Almano and Hazelwood, where the street grid is being reconnected back down to the riverfront, over 178 acres of prime riverfront space. And it's really encouraging to see the plan so far include a lot of public open space development, stormwater capture, and habitat restoration.
RiverLife works on the development of Pittsburgh's downtown riverfront park system. Stefan Bontrager is the director of communications for RiverLife. His organization is giving a presentation for the Inspire Speaker Series in conjunction with Dr. Wallace J. Nichols, author of the book Blue Mind. Thanks to both of you for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. See you tonight. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night it is. Friday at noon and 8 p.m., 90.5 WESA will air a special Life of Learning public forum ending the school-to-prison pipeline in this time slot. Be sure to tune in. Until tomorrow, when our special guest, George Takei of Star Trek fame, joins us, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.